Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Josh, you've been eating so many Reese's. You've been out running a lot yesterday. Within the past month, actually.
Yeah, I love running. It's so funny. I played baseball growing up my whole life, and I ran 90 feet. That was about it. And I hated running so much. And then one of my best friends, he wanted to run a marathon, and I was like, well, I wonder how far I could run. I've not run a marathon. I don't think I ever want to do that. But I have a little trail that I run every day, and I love it. It's about 3 miles exactly. And yes, 2 days ago, I was running on my little trail and I had my headphones in, but it sounded like someone was trying to get my attention. And they were, the path goes along just the road. Mm-hmm. And so I took one headphone out and I looked to my right and I was 100% getting catcalled. And this lady looked at me and she was like, "You look great." And like whistled at me, like literally did the.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. And. I was like, what is happening, first of all? Because that does not happen to me, and I would assume most men very often. It's not a common occurrence. It made my day. Like, I'm not going to lie. It made me feel really good about myself. I'm not dressed to the nines or anything going out on a run on my path. I wear baggy shorts and a t-shirt. So I'm not, like, I wasn't feeling my best, but I'm not looking my best either. Mm-hmm. And to get noticed, like, it felt pretty good. So I was thinking the rest of my run as I was, you know, huffing and puffing. Why do girls commonly complain about that? Because for me, it felt really good to the point where I talked about it with you guys the next day. I was like, I got a catcall. I'm feeling pretty good. And I get like there are some creepy, gross men out there. I understand that.
Yeah.
But it always feels good to be noticed. It always feels good to be like, I'm looking pretty sexy today. Okay. Like, even now, at my worst in a run.
Was it just a catcall or was there an ow with it too? Like, ow!
She said, "You look really good." I didn't get the ow.
There was
but
an
she
ow!
Whistled,
ow!
Like, got my attention, like, out the window.
Yoo-hoo.
And she was a passenger and got my attention out the window and said, "You look so good." And I was like, oh my God, thank you.
Yay.
Oh my God, thanks. I've been running.
Like, I've literally been
thinking
about
like
it.
Like 20 pounds.
I've been on a high for like 2 days. I've been thinking about it. I'm like,
okay.
Oh,
and I understand that totally. But can I just throw a little wrench in here and just ask you, when that happened, did you feel safe? Did you ever feel unsafe in that moment?
Well, she was in a car, so if she tried to hit me with it, no. But
well, I'm just saying.
No,
like,
it was in the day. It was at noon.
Yeah, as a woman, when a man does that, immediately, you want to run faster. Like, who's
even
this creepy guy?
Even if it's at noon and a guy's in a car?
Makes you, at least for me, and I can't say every woman, but immediately I would feel unsafe. Yesterday, I was running, and a woman actually said to me, "You're doing a great job. Wow, I'm walking this, and you're running it." That made me feel good. That gave me a little encouragement.
You didn't hit her with pepper spray and run off?
No, but when a man has done that to me before, I get uneasy. I automatically think something's going to happen. Like, you think it's okay to say something to me about my looks or my appearance. Now, automatically, I think something's going to happen.
But it's a compliment.
Specifically, I know, but I'm by myself. Like, I'm running.
But even in the daytime, like, I get
the
whole, like, back alley in Denver stuff. But, like,
she goes running at night.
I do. And so, I'm by myself. And so, immediately.
I wouldn't say at that point when you're out running at night with your headlight on and everything, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Don't do that then.
I'm just saying, like, for me personally, if a man is about to say that to me, I would feel unsafe.
Let
and
me
that's
ask
just
you this, though.
I can see how that would be.
Yeah.
I think
how you would feel that
for 99. And I'm not I'm asking you. This is a question.
Yeah.
So I'm not speaking for you, but I would think for 99% of the women, though, it depends. If that was a hot dude for you, a really good looking guy that was like, "You're running these hills. Look at you go." You would not feel unsafe.
I would a little feel unsafe just because I'm by myself. I know that, like, my, like, protection instincts kick in. They do. Easy. And so, like, I just want to keep myself safe. And so, me personally...
You have a 20-month dry spell, hot dude. You're like, take me at this
point.
That's
just
good.
Like,
you could run into his arm.
Yeah. I'm always, like, thinking, I'm already out of breath. I'm already vulnerable. If this person wanted to, they could probably just push me over and...
Take you, yeah.
Exactly. Like, and so, like, that's
God,
always
this
has turned on my brain.
Really ugly.
I'm just saying, when
this
you
has
ask
turned
why
really,
women...
really ugly.
When you ask why women get a little in their head about it or they aren't welcoming to these comments, it's because... We don't feel safe all the time by ourselves out there.
But what if it's not by yourself? Like, there's been groups of girls all the time. I think of, like, downtown Nashville. There's group, and there's not one part of you that feels good about this. Like, hey, they notice me out of everybody.
Let's take the running aspect out of it, even.
Yeah. You just get catcalled.
Catcalled out of
it.
You don't like it?
And it's not like, maybe I might be like, ooh, I still got it, but immediately I'm on guard. Let's put it that way. If a guy specifically says I look good, immediately I'm on guard
a little. See, I almost ran after the girl.
But I know, and with
it
a woman,
different, isn't it?
And with a woman, like, if a woman says that to me, which women give compliments quite often, I don't ever feel unsafe there. And I know maybe that's not the right way to approach it, but I'm just trying to be honest and tell
you. Do
you
feel like it's fake, though?
God, there's so many messages coming in. I'm almost tempted to bump this tattoo thing.
No, honestly,
people are fired up on the text line.
They are fired up. I mean,
do you want to bump this tattoo thing? We got to get into a break. But if people want to call, we can continue with this.
Yeah.
We got a lot of texts.
A lot of ladies are actually on your side, Katie, which is surprising to me.
It is to you because you don't have.
But I understand where you're. Yeah, but I have a wife who was running marathons for years and would go out and run. I understand where you're coming from. I'm not naive.
You should ask her.
Creepy men and people out running.
Yeah.
She's got this weird take too that we can maybe dive into. She doesn't like men who are outside running with their shirts off.
Well, that's a little pretentious. I might be on Knickknack's side with that one. I was not shirtless.
I had this conversation with her the other day. We were out walking and a dude went running by with his shirt off and she's like, "What is it about men outside with their shirts off running?" She's like, "That just kind of grosses me out." She's like, "It's so weird to me." But that might be a whole nother topic. But if you guys want to continue with this, I can bump the tattoo topic to next week.
Yeah,
I'm down.
I like
this.
It. Yeah, we're getting, yeah.
It depends. If everybody that's texting in right now wants to call in and sound off about catcalls, are you for them? Are you against them? Do they make you feel uncomfortable? Are guys allowed to do it? Are ladies allowed to do it? Whatever you want to say. It's Friday, whatever. We want to talk to our listeners. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi. What are your thoughts on getting catcalled?
So I do think that, like, there's differences, right? So, like, the catcalling, like, Josh got a compliment. He was being hyped up, and, like, he was, like, essentially, like, they were saying, good job, you know, you got to keep going kind of thing. And that's fine when you're on a run. And even if a man is saying that, it's like, you're doing a great job. Like, I would feel good about that. But if they're commenting on my body or the way I look or anything like that, that would make me uncomfortable because I'm not in any way... Like, I'm not trying to get complimented right now. It feels kind of rude and gross.
Did they say good job as they drove by, or what did they actually say?
No, she whistled at me, and she was like, you look so good. There was nothing about, like, keep running or anything. Like, she was like, physically, you look good. You look hot.
So are you okay with that?
I don't know. Not really. If I was on a run, I would feel really uncomfortable because that's not my goal with that run, you know?
Like, yeah, but I feel like when you say
you're trying to have it.
You were saying you weren't trying to get... You know, like, if I'm on a run, I'm not trying to get compliments. Well, if you're not trying, you're in your most natural state, you know, and someone gives you a compliment. Wouldn't that make you feel like, for me, I guess, okay, maybe I just thought really, really innocently about this, but it did make me feel good. I was thinking about it 2 days later, you know?
Yeah, no, and I love that. That's so awesome. It's just a little different for women because, like, again, it's like we're really sexualized a lot of the time,
yes.
And it feels gross.
Thank you. The perfect way to put it. Everything about us is sexualized. So when we're running, trying to take care of our bodies, like, miss me with that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Amy?
If I'm dressed up and going downtown and someone catcalls me, it's a little different because
there.
I am trying to fish for compliments. Maybe
yes.
I'd be more approach. Like, I'd be like, oh, thanks, that feels good. But running, no, that's gross.
All right. Amy, thank you for sounding off this morning. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Have
thank
a good
you.
One.
Thanks, Amy.
And I will say, I get this, Katie. I know you were coming at me a little bit, but I get it. And again, you know, I've got a wife that goes out and goes on her walks and runs. And the very first thing I say to her and the very last thing before she walks out the door is be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
Be aware of what's around you and don't run with headphones in is what
yes.
I tell her.
Because
you never
safe.
Know what's around. And I make sure she's got, you know, some pepper spray and stuff on her too, honestly.
Yeah.
So I get it. I understand where you're coming from.
Well,
really,
and I
really
love
do.
The point Amy made about how we really are sexualized in every aspect of our life. And so it's hard to like wrap your mind around that, but women really do have to deal with that every single day, you know?
Yeah. And it's a bummer because if it is truly innocent, you know, that somebody, you caught somebody's eye while you're out and they're like, woo, you know, and if it's completely innocent, it's too bad that it gets taken in such a negative light and negative fashion because it could truly just be someone like, damn, I'm attracted right now, you know, and we'll see where this goes. Here's Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
So, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes.
I know. I just want to say I fully agree with Amy and Katie, 100%. And I think it's unfortunate because women are so sexualized. And it's unfortunate for men because, like you're saying, if you want to give a genuine compliment, you know, I appreciate that. Maybe that's your desire. But I will say, as a person in the dating world, you're not walking up to us and giving us nice compliments usually. Most of the time, we might just be getting yelled at, and that is not the way to approach it.
Yeah.
So definitely turn that energy into the, I'll calmly walk up to you in a social setting and give you a calm compliment about it. So
yeah, don't be a caveman about it.
Yeah, exactly. And the woo woo, you look hot driving by is not really a compliment, but I do find it funny because I lived in Mexico years ago when I was in college, and we lived with moms and homestays, and we were all very sort of appalled at the amount we were getting catcalled. It was just really constant and really incessant, and we were talking to the moms about it, and they said, you know, yeah, maybe that's annoying, and it definitely is cultural here, but when it stops happening, that's a bummer. And so it does, there is some of that aspect of it makes you feel good, when, and then you maybe notice that more when it stops. So I'm I don't know. I'm pro communication in healthy ways.
Yeah.
No. And maybe a catcall is not the best.
You're so mature.
You make such a good point, though, with the when it stops, it's a noticeable thing for a woman.
So
and
then I try to appreciate it more. Yeah.
You make a good point where it's like, we definitely need to have a good balance of, you know, like, this is a good thing to a point. To a point.
Yeah. But you don't want to feel unsafe. And on a run, a person driving by, I do think that makes us feel unsafe.
Yeah, I want to run faster.
It has its time and place. Yeah, exactly. But maybe that's a good motivator.
I think I'm with you. Like, even if it was me, I'd be like, what is this weirdo doing? You know, are they going to turn around and come after me?
Yeah.
I get it, Nicole. Hey, thank you for the very enthusiastic call. We appreciate you.
Yeah, have a great morning, guys.
You as well. Here's Guy. Is Guy a guy?
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Hi, guys.
Okay.
I just want to say good morning. I want to say I agree with Amy and Katie. And I want to say they did uncover. So when you said balance, that's, well, life is all about balance. And I agree with Amy. And I want to add, you know your audience. I teach my kids, know your audience. There's times to talk a certain way, and then there's certain people you don't want to touch a certain way around. And on that note, like, yeah, you know, if you see a girl dressed up with a bunch of makeup and, you know, look clearly looking for, it's obvious when someone's looking for attention. You know what I mean? Feel free to be appropriate and nicely start a conversation or, you know, hey, wait till she stops, you know, and start with hi. Not
start,
hey,
with
hi.
Hi. Hi, I'm Guy. I'm friendly.
Start with a hello.
Hello,
yeah,
I am Guy.
Hello.
I am not a threat.
Also on that note, from a guy's point of view, you know, it is so hard to strike up a conversation with a girl. You know, how are we supposed to approach a female a lot of times without making them so uncomfortable?
A lot of us are conscious about it
nowadays. You know, we're not just blowing it off, but we still, you know what I mean? Well, like, you first notice someone. You don't notice someone's personality right off the bat. You notice the way someone looks. You know, prehistoric times or whatever, you know, long time ago.
No, see, and
you know what I mean. You know, like,
Guy, no, I agree with you, man. I wanted to say, like, these days there are so many females that complain about not being approached anymore. They're like, guys are such wusses. They don't come up to us. They don't talk to us anymore. And it's because of the entire conversation that we have just had. There are good men out in this world that don't want to just sexualize a woman. There are good men that see a beautiful woman and are like, this may be the only chance I get. And we are scared bleepless because we can't do that anymore because they are so on guard and put us at like a disadvantage of being able to even approach a woman.
And I was thinking about this too, because it's like, if you're out running and you see a beautiful woman and you're like, what if I never see her again? Now's my chance to shoot my shot.
You know? And you're actually not a creep.
Yeah, so how does that work, Katie? Well, if we want to shoot our shot.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but that's probably not the time to shoot your shot, and you're just going to have to take that L on the way out.
So follow her on the run, Jared, until she gets
just
to her
follow
car.
Her to the grocery store.
That,
and then.
That makes us feel uncomfortable, and you just have to hope that you'll see her again someday.
Well, I don't like
that's wild. That's
I
wild.
Don't like that.
That's absolutely insane.
Sorry.
I don't like it.
That's also knowing the audience, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, if Katie's running and not dressed up, you know, with everything all hanging out and, you know,
not like she's at work. She's not at work.
You know what I mean? Big old hoop earrings. Yeah. And, you know,
oh, my
really,
oh my God.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying.
You
like,
are
have a neighbor
so
like that.
Far
I'm just
off from Katie. She'd be in a Nuggets jersey and a pair of Vans, dude.
But
Guy,
still
we're,
looking
we're,
cute.
We're going to move on. We got a ton of calls, Guy. Thank you so much for sounding off. Here's Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. What are your thoughts on this?
So I think the part that will maybe make it click a little bit for, like, Josh is I still remember the first time I got catcalled. I was 10.
Oh,
that's
no.
freaking creepy, Laura.
Oh, Laura.
I hate that. It's
so,
disgusting.
Like, it starts really early, so it has, like, bad connotations, you know, for you.
Yeah.
And then also, like, there is an element of, like, the sheer volume because, like, a lot of guys are great guys and they don't want to, like, bother you and be gross. But there's also, like, every single time I have to go pay cash for gas, like, they won't just let me be like, here's $20 on pump five and walk away. They have to be like, oh, you're so beautiful. Like, it's always weird. And I never like going into a gas station because it's always like that and it's gross. So, like, when you have to deal with that constantly almost, it's just like, okay, well, the guy who says something to me on my run might be super nice and might just be wanting to strike up a conversation, but you've already had to deal with so much of that stuff that week that you're just like, leave me
alone.
You're
over
it.
You're over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. It's just the fact that, and it happens so much in all of those situations. Like you said, Laura, it's not just on the runs. It's not just at the grocery store. It's at the gas station. It's, you know, when you're checking your mail. It really is like you think when
is
Amy
it guys
earlier,
being creepy, though?
And the sexualization of women.
Or is
it
just guys shooting their shot? Is it just single guys? And I'm not on either side here. Is it just single guys just saying, hey, I'm trying to find a mate. I'm going to be nice to this lady when she comes in and gives her a compliment. Is that all
like,
it is? And you just don't like
you
it?
But at the same time, it's like I have a ring on. I get people who compliment me like on my ring. And then they'll be like, oh, yeah, your guy is such a lucky guy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
See, that's messed up.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
I'm not on that side.
No. That's wrong.
But, like, if someone says something to me as I'm just running, like, maybe they didn't see it or maybe I wasn't wearing it because, like, I was running and, like, on a path. And, like, you know, that's probably not a weird interaction there. But my guard is going to be up because it's like this has been happening to me my whole life. Hmm. And so much of it ends up being like creepy and weird. So I just don't think it matters if the guy is attractive or not. I don't really think it fully matters like the situation. You're just so over it by the time you hit like 25 that it's just never gonna be a great idea to shoot your shot there because
I've never heard this before. This is very eye-opening to me.
It's not
it
the
really
place
is.
Not
all
the
right.
place on the run.
Laura, thank you for the great call. Have a great
have
a good weekend,
Laura.
Bye.
Bye.
I almost said you look pretty today, but
no,
I
don't,
like
do
weird,
that
man.
Don't do it.
Not today. Know the time and place.
Sorry,
time
I'm
and place.
Sorry. Melissa.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So you got young.
Baby in the background.
Who's in the car with you? Who is that?
My daughter. My other daughter just dropped her off at school. She loves hearing you. She goes, I.
That's so cute.
She goes,
super
Mix
cute.
100.
Well, we love our kiddos that listen. Absolutely. So what are your thoughts on this, Melissa?
Context, time and place, guys. Like, if I'm out working out, leave me alone. I know shoot your shot, but just mind your own. Like, I'm clearly not in the mood. I'm not, there's a time and place. Like, I agree with you guys earlier. Like, if I'm out downtown looking hot, got the big hoopy earrings. Like,
have you seen some of the outfits that women wear to the gym now? I mean, truly, like.
I know, but it's, I don't know, it's about being comfortable. And, you know, they know they look good. You don't need to be telling them they look good.
It's comfortable and confident, I know, but it, for guys who are visually attracted to that, I mean, again, that is a situation where we're like, I might never see you at the gym again. I'm going to come up and talk to you, give you a compliment, see where it goes.
Yeah, but
well, would you feel less guarded if someone were to walk up to you at any place, time and place, you'd say, you know, whatever, I'm not interested, and they respectfully say, hey, thank you, have a nice night? I mean, is that like, that's still not a bad interaction, right? If they were respectful.
No,
and...
it's not a bad, no, if they are respectful and stuff like that, it's not okay. A bad interaction, but guys should get it that most females take it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Like, no matter which way this conversation goes, most females take it the wrong way.
Well, it's because of historical bad interactions with men.
Yes.
Like, it goes right back onto us. Like,
that's
I'm not.
It.
You guys could have the best intentions in the world. No matter what, how this conversation ends, most females take it the wrong way.
This is why we can't have nice things, Jared.
And I just want to
I have
out.
A nice thing. I've had her for 20 years.
I know.
You
years.
Have,
I
you
was
have.
A good boy.
This is what I'm getting. I'm never going to get
boy.
Married. Like,
you
this is what
are.
I'm getting.
Well, and I just want to point out, like, the whole workout and shall I approach them thing. Now, chances are when you work out, you do a lot of the same things. You're in the same place.
Okay.
Your chances of seeing this person, it's probably increased more than they will never see you again. So maybe just start laying the tracks for what you want to happen. When you see them the first time, a little wave. When you see them the second time, maybe a nod. And then the third or fourth
drop
time,
the
if
weight on their
working
foot.
Out, no, I'm just saying, maybe then it's a time to, hey, I've noticed you working out here. You know, like maybe would you want to go get a cup of coffee sometime and blah, blah, blah. You know, that's a good way to approach it. Multiple times seeing the person. Don't be your first interaction. Be like, nice butt.
Does that work the same way if you're running the same lake every time? If you're out running, you see that person three or four times?
Right. I think so.
Where else would be a good place to approach? I mean, Melissa, you said there's a time and a place, and you gave the one example of just being downtown at the club. Yeah, well, I mean, there's
a bar.
I mean,
you know, like, bar. I'm not meeting people. I want to be at a bar meeting people. Like,
but
I'm
what
not...
if you're a guy that's not going to bars and that's not his scene? Where else can
Target.
He meet you, Melissa, and feel comfortable coming
maybe,
up to you?
I don't know. This is Colorado. What do we all do?
Hiking. Yeah.
Okay, but you're alone on a trail? You did not just say that.
On a back trail
you did
alone
not
in the
just
mountains?
Say, this is... Oh, I want to say so many things. Okay, all right. Okay.
Really?
Really. Alone on a trail in the woods.
I don't
that's
like
where
people
I'll meet my
approaching
wife.
Me when I hike. I
okay.
don't. But that, like second, third date, we can go hiking.
After
you
all
know?
These calls, like truly,
okay,
you guys keep giving the examples of just meet us downtown.
Okay, okay,
we're all dressed
okay.
up and looking
yeah,
good.
Maybe not hiking.
But if you're not a guy who does that, where else is it okay for us to approach you?
Well, where else do you
dating
go?
App.
Yeah,
dating
apps.
Apps
is what
oh.
I mean, but
dating
that's
apps.
Just
there you go.
That is
it,
the
huh?
world nowadays.
We
I'm
can't go up
temples.
To you,
and you
on
can,
the cereal aisle and say hi.
You can thank Gen Z for that.
No,
everything
I'm
is...
out looking for cereal. I gotta find my list of charms. I don't want to be approached.
This is why the birth rates are in the toilet right now, too.
The world is ending.
Nobody
I mean, this
is
why the
babies.
World is ending.
Nobody is getting together because I can't come up to you and say, "Oh my God, I love Fruit Loops too." What's your name? get away
first
from me.
Off, you clearly weren't looking at my cereal. It was a Lucky Charm.
It was the Lucky Charm.
Are those magically delicious? Is that Lucky Charms? Just like you, Melissa. Melissa, we are running short on time. We can maybe do what?
Yes.
The lines are so full. But again, thank you for
no,
sounding
you
off. Hey, thank you for calling
Thanks,
the show.
Thanks, Melissa.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, where are we at on time? Oh, we have full lines. Here's Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, guys.
Hi, good morning. We might make you our last call. We'll see how it goes. What are your thoughts?
Well, it just depends on what everybody else said. Time and approach. When it comes to being catcalled in downtown, I am unfortunately a victim, and it happens at work, and I am a coffee tech. I'm not asking for anything, so.
Okay.
I just feel like the whole, I'm not asking for things, though. Like, it's a pleasant surprise. Like, I wasn't asking for anything on the run. And honestly, like, I'll be honest. I get, like, this is not an uncommon occurrence for me. Women have approached me a lot, whether I'm interested or not. I'm still flattered the same way. Like,
is this the only reason you wanted to do this
no,
topic?
No, but I'm just
be
saying,
like, hey, listen,
the,
a lot of ladies
no,
come up and talk
the stigma's like, this never happens to men. This has happened. I've had, like, gay men come up to me, and I've had women come up to me, and I'm still flattered. The exact same way. I don't feel threatened. Maybe that is because I'm a man. But that being said, Like, I still take it as a really nice compliment. It feels good to me being noticed by whoever. I don't care.
And you know jujitsu, so you know you could.
I can bend him into a pretzel, yes.
Vanessa, thank you for the call. Let's do one more. Debbie, you will get the final word on this morning. Hi, Debbie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a little, it's a compliment. It is a compliment. So if someone wants to call out at me, I'm going to smile and have a really good day. And let me tell you, that doesn't happen often because when I go to work, my husband says I look homeless.
Oh, my God.
We got to call your husband.
Hold on. I walk dogs for work, and dogs don't care if I've combed my hair or if I'm wearing
them.
They don't care.
Debbie. So, but if...
We got to talk to your husband.
And going hiking with someone or being called on a trail? Oh, no, no.
No, yeah. Right? I thought that was crazy.
I'm going to tase you.
Yes,
I'm going to tase you. Leave me alone.
Oh, my God.
But if I'm running down the street, which also I'm old, I'm not going to run, but I do walk. No, thank you so much for giving me a compliment. I appreciate it.
You're the first woman on the phone line to call in and say this.
I love you, Debbie.
Nobody on the text line has said this.
Thank you.
I'm reading them. Even you,
it's
Debbie.
True.
You look like a hobo, but you still want to be like, ow!
Yeah.
100%, even more so.
But see, you also know if you do look like that and someone gives you a compliment, they're being genuine, right?
They really are, right?
You know what? If you look your worst and you get a compliment, think how you're going to get it when you look your best.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah. Debbie's going to get pregnant.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
To the no.
Debbie, let's hop the first train and get out of this town together.
Let's leave, man.
Let's leave. Get out of here. Thank you for ending this on a laugh with us, Debbie.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Say hi to your doggies for us. All right.
Thanks, Debbie.
Where are we ending on this? We didn't solve anything.
No, we didn't. But I think it's understandable to say that men and women have different perspectives.
Absolutely.
On this,
I love that.
And it's okay. We
Katie,
can have
okay.
different conclusion. Views on it.
We think differently.
We
I mean,
do.
We're both wired differently. And I think that's the beauty of it. I mean, and I do feel bad. I mean, I really do feel bad for women who have to go through that and be in unsafe situations. That is not a laughing matter. So I feel bad for that. But I still felt
that's
good.
The bottom line, yeah. All these weird dudes out there, knock
that
it
sucks.
Off.
You ruin it for everybody.
You're ruining it for Josh.
I know.
I want to get married.
Josh wants to get married so bad, and you're ruining it for him.
I'm sad.
Quit being weird, pervert creepers, dudes. Yeah. Knock it off. Thank you very much.